Hey, this is Scott Kirshner with ITVS and another one of our filmmaker case studies. Today we have Patrick Creedon, who is the director most recently of IOUSA and before that Wordplay. So Patrick, thanks for making time to chat today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
I'd love it if you talk a little bit about how this really interesting digital cinema live event came together in 2008 for IOUSA. I mean, it sounds like that was really kind of a big the big theatrical launch for the film.
Yeah, it was a really successful event that happened in August. We were at Sundance in January, last January, with the film. And the film was very well received, and we got a standing ovation at one screening. It was really terrific. And no one bought the film. Nobody wanted to be fiscally irresponsible with their company's money, releasing a film about fiscal responsibility. So
right.
we were stuck for a minute there. We didn't really know what the future of the film was going to be. And what ended up happening was a nonprofit group in New York called the Peterson Foundation bought the film, and they also committed $1 million to the release of the film. What we then did was we took that $1 million and we interviewed a bunch of the distribution companies and decided to work with Roadside Attractions. We hired them with that money and devoted the rest of the money to the release of the film. Someone at Roadside came up with a great idea. They said, why don't we approach National Cinemedia? They're the group that does the live from the Metropolitan Opera events in movie theaters. They do. Mm-hmm. They're doing something with the New York Philharmonic next year. And we went to them and said, listen, we have a documentary film that speaks very much to what's happening in the country today. What if we plugged the film into your digital system, your digital cinema system, which now reaches almost 500 theaters around the country? And what if we play that event, play the movie for a one-time-only event? And they said, we're interested, but we want to have a live town hall meeting afterwards. And if you can get a big name to be on that panel, we'll do it. And we called Warren Buffett. He said yes, and the rest is the rest was pretty easy after that, really. The original hope was that 15,000 people would show up for this event. It was on a Thursday night. Tickets, I think, were at a premium. They were $15 to $20 a piece. By the time the lights went down in Omaha for that event, there were 45,000 people around the country who had paid to go see that film on opening night.
Wow.
And then the theatrical release of the film started the very next day, and that was more of a traditional release, which involved, I think it was 18 theaters in 10 different cities, and it rolled out around the country after that.
And tell me a little bit, it's interesting, you said when we talked before that you were kind of initially a Facebook skeptic, but then, you know, you did start set up a profile on Facebook and start using it to promote, you know, if you were somewhere doing a Q&A before a screening, or if, you know, the film was showing at one of the, you know, ITVS community cinema screenings or whatever, that you did start using Facebook to let people know what was going on with the film.
I was sort of late to coming on board with Facebook just for purely practical reasons. You know, my wife and I work together. We have three young children at home. There never seems to be enough time in the day to do everything, and Facebook felt like it could become like a big time suck. But the truth is that with the help of the Peterson Foundation, who set up the page and really sort of managed the IOUSA Facebook page, it was very easy for us. I would log on every once in a while. Every time I was going out of town to go to a screening, I would just mention on the homepage of the film that I was going to make an appearance and we were going to have a Q&A. And then I always asked people at the screenings, you know, how did you hear about tonight's event? And Facebook was a big driver of getting people to come out. You know, what we're finding more and more in the independent film world, and especially in the documentary world, is there's no one right answer. You know, you got to have a web page, you got to have a Facebook page. If you can tap into something like community cinema at ITVS, that's extremely helpful, because then you get the help of the local PBS stations. We also had some other interesting partners this year with IOUSA. CNN aired the movie in January. They just felt that it was so timely. and spoke to what was happening at this moment in our country, that they carved out a two-hour block the Saturday before the inauguration. Actually, two Saturdays before the inauguration. It was January 10th. And they showed the film, and they did a Q&A at different parts throughout the film. I mean, all that helps. You know, if you can get a broadcast partner, if you can get a public television partner, Facebook is an easy partner because it's free and cheap. Websites help, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the film festivals play a big part in this, too. A lot of the major film festivals treat the films that play at their festivals like their own children, you know, and they do the best they can to promote the film once it gets out into the marketplace.
Tell me a little bit about, so when you did this partnership, or I guess when you sold the film really to the Peterson Foundation, they asked you to do a 30-minute cut of the film that they could distribute on YouTube and all these video sharing sites, and that's reached a lot of people. I think they told me it has been seen something like 200,000 times, or at least I think the way video is counted on the internet, it's at least been started 200,000 times.
Mm.
What's your feeling about, you know, does the online distribution, you know, potentially hurt the DVD sales down the road, or does it give people a reason not to come out to see it in a theater, or does it maybe give people a reason to come out and see it in a theater, presuming maybe they watch the first 10 or 15 minutes, they're really interested, but they don't want to sit in front of their PC for 90 minutes?
I don't know. That's the $64,000 question, I think, that you just asked. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are people who know this part of our business much better than I do. I can only really speak for myself. For me, there's something very special and very unique about going to a movie theater and watching a film. And nowadays, it's not that hard to get copies of the film if you want to. It's, in many cases, that's illegal, so I wouldn't recommend it. But if you work in the industry like I do, we can also get screeners from filmmakers and stuff. So we have a chance to see films ahead of time, which is really kind of a nice privilege to have. For me, nothing will really replace the movie theaters. And you try as hard as you can to get out and to see a great film or a great documentary when it's in theaters. But of course, you know, we all know that the theatrical runs are shrinking for films like ours. And so that, you know, if you're in a theater for 2 weeks, that's a long run for many movies. Two weeks at a movie theater is, you know, you're doing pretty good. You're sort of in an elite crowd. I don't know. I mean, with IOUSA, we did, as you mentioned, we did a 30-minute version of the film. It was really just the nuts and bolts of our film. It was mostly the graphics, and we wrote some new narration for it. And basically, it's almost like looking at a series of charts that explains where our country is and where it's heading financially. I don't know. In a way, I think that sort of served really as a commercial for the film, because I know a lot of people, I've met a lot of people who have seen that, and it makes them all the more anxious to see the film when the film is released. Mm-hmm. The DVD, our DVD is coming out, I think, in February or March, you know, within a few weeks. And I think that those tools, those online tools and those shorter versions, will probably help draw more people to the DVD, but I guess we'll have to wait and see if that's the case.
When you're thinking about your next project, is there anything that you kind of learned from the IOUSA experience in kind of marketing it and distributing it that, you know, either you'll say, yeah, I want to do that again, or I want to do more of that, or is there anything that you would say, nah, that didn't work, I wouldn't necessarily do that for the next project?
No, I think the release of IOUSA was extremely successful, and I would like to do a lot of these things again in the future, especially the live event, the one-time-only digital simulcast event. That was a big success for all of us. All parties involved were very happy with how that turned out. To answer your question more specifically, though, you know, I was at Sundance this year, this past year. I was there as a judge for the 2009 American Documentaries. Dozens of filmmakers and producers came up to me and wanted to know about that event that we had done. The theatrical model is being, I think, looked at with much closer scrutiny these days. It's very expensive to release a small film. The budget to release a small film, in most cases, is much larger than the budget to make the film. And at the same time, a lot of those investments are not paying off. In fact, most of those investments are not paying off. So people see an event like the event we did with National CineMedia, and they say, well, wow, here's a way to create a new model and to do something that's a little more cost-effective and still draws in, you know, a lot of people. I mean, think about it. We sold 45,000 tickets at $18 a pop on opening night, whereas at the same time, other documentary films are really struggling to find an audience. So I think it just makes sense that this sort of model is probably going to be done more in the future. I can tell you that National CineMedia is very interested in doing this sort of thing again in the future.
Well, thanks for making time to talk. It was really helpful to hear from you.
Oh, great talking to you, Scott. Thanks a lot.